I'm so blessed to be a part of the network marketing industry because of the kind of people that God brings into our life to be able to help, and also that they help us. For those of you that are brand new on this call for the first time, let me just tell you a little bit about who's talking with you. I got started in this industry when I was 19. It was first when I was introduced to it. I was scared to death to get started in it. I really didn't think that I could do something like this. And the man that just did the introductions was the first person that brought me in. Thank God he did. And thank God he persisted with me, because I told him the first time he showed me, which was through a conference call, by the way, it was the first introduction that I ever had to the industry as far as with JP. It was an interesting call. There was a guy just yelling and screaming on the phone. He was making six figures monthly. He was just a few years older than I was. And I said to JP, I said, man, this is really good for you, but definitely not for me. And the reality was, is that was just to cover up my insecurities, because I truly did not think someone like myself could ever, ever succeed in anything, let alone this type of a business. And so after 2 months of him persisting with me, I finally got over myself, because I had met somebody, and JP had dragged me down to an 8-hour training school, and I went into this thing, and I was mad the first 4 hours, and then he convinced me to stay, and I stayed the last 4 hours, and I heard a testimony from a man who I had great respect for. He was a father, a husband, and he worked in the corporate world for 25 years as an engineer and was laid off after 25 years. And his words have echoed in my ears all these years. This is 15 years ago this month, actually. And his testimony was this. He said, get started in network marketing now. Don't make the same mistake I did and work and build equity in somebody else's company for 25 years, only to wind up having to be laid off and losing everything. His testimony really got me. And this was my thinking process. What if it takes me 20 years to figure out this network marketing thing? What if it takes me that long? Would it be worth it? Because would I ever make this kind of money doing anything else? No way. I am uneducated. I wasn't good at anything besides playing basketball at the time. And at that time, there was nothing for women basketball players. Today there is, but there wasn't back then. I also figured that if it took me 20 years to figure this thing out, if I failed miserably and all I made was 90%, if I failed by 90% and only made 10% of the kind of income that they were making, I still would be doing good, because there's no way I would ever find a job without a college education. And being a young woman back in the late 80s, could I ever make a six-figure yearly income? Because these guys were making six figures a month, and if I messed their income up by 90%, 10% of that still was over 100 grand a year. And if it took me 20 years to make 100 grand a year, I figured that I'd still be doing better than any job that I could ever get. And so I finally decided to get started. And once I did, I hit it hard. I did everything that I thought I was supposed to do, and I worked hard. And the first 6 months, I was the most amazing failure I think the company had seen. I couldn't sell any product. I couldn't sign people up. I mean, I just was lame at it. I had no success. Nothing was working for me. And I did everything that I was told to do, but I was being told to do things that weren't working for anybody else also. And so went and ran into somebody who started the very same month that I did, but he was making $15,000 more a month than I was, which meant his check was 15 grand a month. After that, I begged him. I said, please teach me how to crawl, walk, then run. And I'm going to give you four guidelines tonight that he gave me that dramatically changed my life forever. And I'm so very grateful to John, because he really blessed me by persisting with me and not giving up. And I'm so blessed that this other gentleman gave me these four guidelines that he refused to let me not do. The ball was in my court. So here they are, and you want to write these down. The first thing he told me was this. Now listen, if you have the opportunity to work with an expert, you have a chance to work with somebody who is very successful, I highly recommend you pay very close attention, because listen to what happened to me once I did pay attention, and once I give you these guidelines, you'll understand why. Once I paid attention and did everything he told me to do, then I went to this two-day training seminar, made $4,000 in 8 days, sponsored 25 people into my business. Well, I hadn't done that in 6 months combined. The next check was over $11,000, the next one $15,000, the next one was $20,000. Then I ran off and got married on a whim. The man that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. And I lost my business as a direct result of getting married to this man. And so I wound up 50 pounds overweight, destitute, broke, living out of my car on a beach in Hawaii. Now, I know living in Hawaii is not a bad thing, and thank God I wasn't in Oakland, California, or some other big city. But the reality was, is I still was frightened nightly about my safety. Who was going to violate me? Who was going to steal the rest of my belongings that were in my car? I felt like such a loser. And see, my parents were drug addicts, and I grew up on welfare, and I was bound and determined not to wind up there. And yet, here I was, totally homeless. I started to experiment with drugs. To me, I was a complete loser. I went from making $20,000 a month, being married, fairy tale deal, to an absolute nightmare. And I really was suicidal. I thought, never, ever will I succeed in anything in my life. And I wound up on the 23rd of December just bootstrapping it. I looked at the people I was surrounded by and said, these people are not who I want to be. And I just had this switch in my brain, and I praise God for it all the time, that I got up, I picked up my mat, and I walked. And I went to my car, drove to another beach, and just chewed myself out the entire 45-minute drive, saying, you are better than this. You know better. You shouldn't be thinking this way. You got to stop whining, murmuring, and complaining. You got to stop this stupid pity party because it's getting you nowhere. You cannot be mediocre. You cannot be a loser. I mean, the whole trip, I just was yelling at myself. I mean, I could imagine if anyone was behind me what that must have looked like. And I was verbally, out loud, screaming at myself, saying, Janelle, you're better than this. You've got to find one thing to be excited about your life and just focus on that. And I urge you to do that, to find one thing that you could say is a great thing that's going on in your life. And it was hard. I was broke, maxed out credit cards. I was fat. I hated my life. I hated myself. I felt like I was ugly. Thought I was just nothing but trash. And the one thing I could focus on was that I lived in Hawaii and that people spend their entire life savings to come to that state for a week. And I thought, man, you live in paradise. And I convinced myself that I was living in paradise by my design, that it was an adventure that I chose to be on, and that it wasn't an accident, that it wasn't because I made a mistake, but it was by design. My choices brought me to be homeless, and I just wanted to see what it was like. And I convinced myself to focus on that one thing, that I was living in Hawaii, and that was a positive thing. The next day, I started another business. And from the trunk of my car, in 4 days, a total of 10 hours, because I had a full-time job as a cocktail waitress, made over $2,000, got 40 customers to write me a check for $125. I had no product, no pictures of any product, no brochure, no nothing. And these were Hawaiians who were writing a white chick a check for $125 out to my name. And so started that business really on a whim with absolutely nothing. Nothing but a strong will to succeed and a desire that finally rose up again that I had to just totally press down and find. Let me give you those four things that he gave me. Actually, let me finish this. Beyond that, I wound up making $250,000, became a millionaire within 2 years. In fact, by the end of that year, my income was up to seven figures monthly. My monthly income had reached a seven-figure spot that it continued as it did. It continued making $1 million. Give me a break. 22, 23 years old, being able to earn a seven-figure income in the network marketing industry with very little experience at all. If that could happen for me, then I know that there's got to be something in this for you. Now, I hope you got that paper and pen because I'm going to give you these guidelines. The first thing that he told me was this. He said, if you give me one excuse, we're over. I will not work with you if you give me one excuse. You need to write that down for yourself. Let that be a guideline for your life. Let it be a guideline for your business. Let it be a guideline for your marriage and for raising your kids. No excuses. You live your life by design. You live it the way you want to live it, and you accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. If you don't give in to wimpy, whiny, wishy-washy reasons, instead you go out and you get results. And so instead of saying, you know, I can't eat that, or I can't have that, or I can't make money like that, or I don't have that personality, or it won't work for me, and nothing ever goes right for me, get that stuff out of your head, out of your body, and out of your mouth, man. Some of you need to have it exercised out of you, because those are just nothing but manifestations of something wicked and evil called lies. The reality is this. The definition of an excuse is a well-planned lie. I'm going to say that again. The definition of an excuse is a well-planned lie. And that day forward, I began to live my life like that, by design. Stop letting myself find reasons why I couldn't be what I wanted to be and instead looked for reasons of how I could become what I wanted to become and started walking towards it. So I'm grateful that he said that if I gave him one excuse that he and my relationship was over. I will tell you this. You only need one excuse to fail in network marketing. You only need one excuse to fail in marriage. You only need one excuse to fail as a parent. You only need one excuse to fail in your faith. You only need one excuse. That's all you need. And you also only need one reason why. And so I am grateful that that was the guideline. No excuses, Danny. Don't you dare give me one reason why not. I don't want to hear it. You just go make it happen. And so I'm telling you the same thing. Number two, the second guideline was this. He said, no opinions and suggestions. If you give me one opinion or suggestion as to why you think I should change what I'm doing, Danny, he says, we're done. I will not work with you. He said, because your opinions and your suggestions have caused you to be broke. My opinions and suggestions have caused me to become wealthy. So if you want what I have, then you have to sit down and shut up and do what I tell you to do. And he was right. I'm sorry if that appears to be strong and abrupt, but that's what I personally needed, and I'm sure that some of you need the same thing right now. No opinions and suggestions, and here's why. So often, and I was this type of person, so often we can be in the presence of somebody who really knows how to help us. We can be in the presence of somebody who is a professional, who really knows how to build something successfully, who knows the tricks of the trade, who knows the secrets to make things happen easier and faster and bigger and better. And so often, 98% of us want to impress that person with our lack of knowledge. And so instead of asking them for help or asking them how, we don't ask. It's an ego trip or whatever you want to call it. But I'm saying that he was right. He said, as soon as your stack is as big as mine, then I'll listen to you. Right now, he says, you have no stack, so just do what I tell you to do. And so I'm telling you the same thing. If you have the opportunity to work with an upline that is good, that's got a stack, that's on track, not a big egotistical jerk who just wants to boss you around, but I'm talking about somebody who is focused, they're learning as well as teaching, that they have great success, they've got current success. I'm not talking about past success. I'm talking they are actively recruiting people. They are actively adding customers into their business. Then I say to you, pay attention. Do what they tell you to do. Follow them. And they will lead you into the direction that you need to go in. And do everything they tell you to do. And do not make suggestions to them. You need to be teachable in order to succeed in anything in your life. Unteachable people are filled with pride and they fail. People who are teachable are ones who are hungry, learning, getting current results, and making things happen. The third thing that he told me was that if I did not do what he told me to do, that he would not work with me. So, I'm telling you the same thing. That has to be it. You know, so oftentimes people will come to a training seminar and they'll get some great information and won't do anything with it. So oftentimes they'll get on a conference call like this and they'll hear some great training and they won't do what they've been told to do. In fact, all they do is keep looking for more training because they're looking to hear what they want to hear instead of looking for the nuggets that are really going to help them to succeed. And the only way they're going to help you to succeed is by applying them. When he told me that I had to do everything that he told me to do, that was a huge thing for me because I was one of those people that did not listen, that did not apply. And that day forward, I had to become that person. And when he handed me a script and said, read this today, 40 times. You're going to talk to 40 people today, Danny, and I want you to stick to the script. Don't go off of it. I had to do it. I wanted success so badly that I was willing to break my barriers, get over my excuses, shut up my opinionated attitude, and follow through with what I was told to do. The fourth thing that he told me to do was this. He said that I needed to invest into a training seminar, and that if I did not invest into that training seminar, that he would not work with me. And now listen, the seminar between the whole weekend, all expenses, everything was going to cost me about $1,500. I didn't have that kind of money. I quit my job and I'd been in full-time for 6 months. I went $25,000 in debt. So here we go. I had a huge debt and it was coming up fast. It was like the next weekend or whatever it was, short notice. And he saw the look in my eyes. He says, if you give me one excuse why you can't be there, then I won't work with you. So I had to make that happen. It came out, I think, and exploded my business. And so those are four guidelines that I'm going to tell you right now are crucial to your business. You know, I meet people every day that are always willing to do what they want to do to make their business succeed and not willing to do what needs to be done in order to succeed. Don't be one of those people. You'll only frustrate yourself. Do what you know you're supposed to do in your business and do what you think you cannot do and do that first. You will shock yourself if you walk by faith and not by sight in your business. Now, those were four little things that made a massive impact in my life, and I strongly advise you and encourage you to use them. Right now, I want to give you guys a little bit of a notice. We're going to be in Florida in June, June 12th and 13th. We're going to be in Florida doing a First Steps to Success seminar. It is going to be powerful. There's no question about it. My schedule as of today has just been eaten up even more after tomorrow. I'm sure it will be as well. And we have this one open event that we know of for sure that is going to be available. We may be able to have one more open event for the rest of the year, and that's it. So there's a great possibility that this is the last open event for the year as far as a First Steps to Success training seminar. We will be having a Creating a Dynasty leadership training coming up November 12th, 13th, and 14th. I believe that's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That will be in South San Francisco. So those are two dates that I can offer to you. My September, October, and December schedules have already been booked, and actually part of August. August is also booked right now. So in July, my family takes off the whole month. And May, we are taking off. So May, there is not a First Step seminar. July, there is not one. August through December is closed. And so this is probably your last chance to get to an open training seminar in June in Florida, and we'd love to see you there. Let me give you a little training that I give my people when I started them. This is what I call the professional plan of action. Now, I just gave you four things that could dramatically change your life, and some of you are going to use them and some of you aren't. And I've encouraged you to work with people that are good at doing the business, and I encourage you to do that now, starting right now. In fact, some of you need to call your uplines and beg them to teach you. But let me give this to you. When you get a new person started, and this is like right away, within 24 hours, you want to run this through this very simple system. Number one, when I talk about this, I call this professional plan of action. And you want to offer this to them. You want to tell them the same thing that I'm telling you right now, so take a lot of notes. One is you want to tell them that they need to fill out their application and their auto ship. Now, you do not want to sign people up without an auto ship. Now, I know that 99% of you on this call know what an auto ship is if you are at least 2 days old in the business, because you better have one. If you currently don't have an auto ship with your opportunity, you're not in business at all. Those auto ships are absolutely crucial to building a stable income, stable residual income, not only for yourself, but for your distributors. So you must duplicate it by having your own auto ship yourself. You know, a lot of people try to get into this business and they want to do something different than they're told, and then they tell their distributors to do something different than what they're willing to do. You must be willing to do what your company tells you you need to do. That's if you truly want to succeed to great fortunes or even little fortunes. So the first thing you tell your new person is you need to fill out your application and get on your auto ship. Listen, an auto ship is not an option. It is the way they sign up. It's the way they build their business. It's the way to a residual stable income. And that is what that is. Now, most companies have anywhere from $30 to $100 auto ship. I always encourage people to max it out. And the reason is this, to $100 auto ship or 100 points or whatever it is, however system your works. Why? Because it duplicates bigger income for everybody. And I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that no matter what plan it is that you're in, it is very easy to eat up 100 points. Whether you're selling a service or a product, very simple to be on a $100 auto ship. Now, there's some rare cases out there where it's more advantageous to have a $30 auto ship. Let's say you're on a phone service or something like that, or a legal service or something like that, where the auto ship is not as high. Whatever it is, max it out. Max out your auto ship and duplicate that. Now, don't go back and try to sell people an auto ship. That's what you need to sell when you are originally presenting your opportunity to people and bringing representatives into your business. The second thing is you want to talk to them, and this is where you kind of go through your compensation plan. Again, very briefly, this is not as intense as you did in your presentation. But you show them the, you know, the basic position, you know, like consultant, manager, coordinator, whatever it is, and you start, you know, the first three levels or four levels or whatever it is that you have in your company. I like to call them positions, not levels. People understand positioning more than they do levels. And so, you know, you say, do you want to start here at the basic low pack, or do you want to start more with a fast track where you can earn more money quicker and duplicate a bigger business? And so you give them the option, where do you see yourself fitting into our plan? Where do you see yourself getting started? And so you let them pick, and so you show them clearly which one makes them more money, which is always, no question, the companies have it set up that way. Always starting off. Now, I'll tell you, historically, just from building the sales forces that I have thousands of people in them, is that historically when people start off with a higher commitment level, they make more money faster. That is historically company-wide, worldwide, network marketing-wide. When they start off with a bigger commitment level, they make more money faster. Also, here's another thing. When people have some product on hand, you don't need a lot, but some, $500 worth of product on hand, $1,000 worth of product on hand. When you have product on hand, you sell it. When you don't have product on hand, you don't. You know, when my husband and I worked our business, you know, we would have, you know, a certain amount. It's like, we're not leaving, we're not coming home today until this product is gone. Set a goal, 3 days, 7 days, whatever it is, it's gone. We would tell our people the average person gets rid of this starter pack in 2 weeks. And whatever their profit was, $200 or $400 profit that they would make in that two-week time period. And that needs to be a goal that you set for those people, is to have that stuff gone so that they have profit immediately. Okay, now here's number two that you would write on a board or on a piece of paper or whatever. So that was number one, app and their auto ship and where they want to start. Here's another thing you're going to talk about. Actually, let me give this to you the way I used to. So you talk about their application was number one, sorry, app and auto ship. Number two is called where. And then that's when you go through your compensation plan. Where do you want to start? You want to start at the bottom with, as a consultant with minimal amount of profits. You want to start here as a manager with the $499 pack with the maximum amount of profits, whatever. Okay, however which way your compensation does it, and you show them how much they make in retail, how much they make wholesale, how much they make in bonus volume, go through that kind of stuff. And then number three is, who do they know? Number three is called who. And I did this weekend with you guys, and if you have been on my website, you know that there's some CDs there that are called Raleigh, North Carolina. It's basically First Steps to Success in 10 CDs that were done last September. Gosh, we have awesome testimonials from those CDs, by the way. We're just getting incredible results. People's sales are just going through the roof by applying what they're learning in those CDs. If you want that kind of an increase, I suggest you get on the website. Again, that website is DaniJohnson.com, DaniJohnson.com. Anyway, so on there, it kind of goes through this part two, number three, which is who. And we talk about trust and respect, and I show them clearly, you know, you need to make a list of names and make a list of people that you know. And people say, well, I don't want to work a business where I have to work with people that I know. Well, you know what? Microsoft was started, and that guy made a list of names and started networking through the people that he was going to school with to see who he wanted to work with. The guy started FedEx Express, met at a table in his little apartment, his plastic little table in his little dining room in his studio apartment, met with his friends and sold them the idea about FedEx Express. Some of his friends laughed at him. Others of his friends joined him. Others of his friends sat on the sidelines and said, let's see what happens, and they missed out. Either way, you don't have to build your entire business just on the people that you know. You're going to build it three different ways. Actually, four. One is through cold market. Cold market is people that you don't know. There's lead generation programs that your companies offer or other companies out there that you can contract in that has leads that you can purchase. And bring people into the business that way through leads, through working phone leads, or putting them through to your website, through autoresponders and things like that. Then there's the lukewarm market, which is basically prospecting while you're out and about. People that you meet, it's like a 3-foot rule. As you're scouting out there looking for talented people, business people, people who are look like they're going somewhere, people who have a little bit of life in their eyes, people who have succeeded at something, people who are good at something. Say you're at a department store and you see a very good person that's great at what they do. You know, they're just great handling people, or a great manager, or a great customer service person. You could tell that they're diligent and they're hardworking. That would be somebody that I would talk to. I wouldn't talk to someone who's moping around. I wouldn't talk to someone who's lazy. I wouldn't talk to somebody who's broke. I would only be talking to people who look like they are good at something. Anyway, so that's lukewarm market. And then the third is people that you know, which is warm market. Those are people that you got to ask yourself, okay, well, who do I know that if I were starting a multi-million-dollar business that I would want to be my vice president? Who would those people be? And I'm sure that somewhere on your list, you could think of somebody like that. You're not going to pick someone who's looking for a handout. You look for someone who's willing to go to work. And so I talk to the new person. I say, you know, so right now we just need some people that we need to practice on so that you can begin to learn the process of your business, learn the language of your business, learn all the ins and outs of your business. And so we need some live bodies to practice on. But the thing I really want you to think about is if you were starting, which you are, a multi-million dollar company, who would be the three most important people that you know that could professionally execute a great business that would like to build a multi-million dollar enterprise with you? And that's what I ask my prospect when I'm first getting them started is, who do you know? Who do you know that is able to focus? Who do you know who is hardworking? Who do you know who's able to get things done? Who do you know who has been successful in something before? Who do you know with a strong commitment? Who do you know who has money? Who do you know who is innovative? Who do you know who is open-minded? And that'd be the questions that I'd be asking. So that's number three is, who do you know? And then I would go through with them about how their friends may trust them but don't always respect them, and that they're going to work with an expert. And their job is basically to put their people in front of me, and that my job is to present that opportunity to those people for the first three times until they are able to pick it up and do it on their own. So number four is duplication. And I show them how this type of a business duplicates geometrically. So I'll tell them that, let's say that we go out and we get these first five people in. Now, it never, ever duplicates perfectly geometrically, ever. Never does. But just for the sake of the example, and I tell them that it never goes this way, but just to show the power in numbers, how it can grow exponentially. And so I'll show them, you know, you first start with you. You have your auto ship. We go out. Let's just go get five new people on an auto ship just to start off with. And that's basically five people on that very first level that are on that auto ship of $100. There you go. That's $250 in volume right there. You know, we try to duplicate that down. Show the power in the numbers. 25, 125, 625. Show the power in that. So that's a quick little training that I do with a brand new person, getting them started. Usually right after I've done a business presentation, they decide that they want to do it. Like if we're in a group meeting or whatever, I'll go through this process with them. Or if I've signed the person up, I'll go through this kind of process the next day with them or whatever. And then I obviously are going to get their goals and find out what they want to do. So there you go with that. There's a little snack for you as far as a cute little training that you can do with people in getting them started. Those four very simple steps and helping them to get started and build their business. And so you just say, okay, so you need to fill out your application, get on your auto ship, figure out where you want to start. You want to start fast. You want to start slow. Let's figure out who you know so that we can put together a dynamic business. And number four, let's start duplicating your efforts by getting more people on the auto ship and finding more good quality business-minded individuals that want to build up a great business. That's it. That's how I would do that. Okay, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to open up the lines. I know that, and by the way, if you're not going to talk, then you need to press star 6. We're packed out tonight. There's lots of people that have bridges on this call also. I'm sure there's hundreds total that are on the phone right now with us. What we're going to do is I'm going to open up the lines, and there's some people that have brought testimonies to me from time to time, but I just want to hear from those of you who feel like you've been getting help. I want you to talk to the rest of the team that's on the phone and share with them what's going on with you and your business and what's happening. Now, let me give this disclaimer. We are not selling any product, any particular product or company. We would appreciate it if you don't mention your company name. You don't mention your company's product at all. We would like for you to just talk in general terms of your network marketing opportunity, and you can say your product but not your product name or anything like that. But you can say if you've retailed, you know, a certain amount or whatever. But I know that many of you have had some great success, and we would love to hear about it. And it's encouraging. Let me tell you about testimonials. It encourages other people and inspires other people. And there's a woman, I hope she was able to get on the phone, but there was a woman who came up to me last night that stayed behind for prayer after the seminar was all done. She's like second to the last person, waited for 4 hours to talk to me. She's from Florida, who had incredible breakthrough from a particular conference call that is archived in our conference call vault. By the way, there's 30 hours of free conference call training on that website. And this woman had heard this call and had an incredible breakthrough in her business, and I hope she's on the phone so she can tell you what she's been doing since she heard this training call. So I'm going to unmute my lines. We are all going to be live. As long as we don't have a lot of feedback, we'll be able to do this for a few minutes. Okay, hold on. Okay, we are live.
Danny?
Yeah, who's talking to me?
Yeah, Tom from Florida.
Tom from Florida, what can I do for you?
When is this in June? Is that June 12th and 13th is where?
We are looking at Tampa Bay or Jacksonville right now. We are looking for locations at the moment. We have not yet decided. We would love for you guys to vote. We're trying to pick a location that is easy for the rest of the southern states to drive to. We originally were looking at Fort Lauderdale, but that's just such a hellacious trip for Georgia and all those other states that are surrounding us. So we wanted to pick a more northern city that was easier for people to get to.
Jacksonville would be great.
Yeah, so email us. Please email us, guys, and let us know what would be a good location that you feel that would be a good location for you guys. But we're looking at Jacksonville. We're looking at Tampa Bay. We want to pick things that are economical for everybody, and that will really be our deciding factor, is what's economical for everybody.
Danny?
Yes, who is that?
Yeah, this is Tom again from Florida. You said if you wanted to give testimonial.
Yes, you go for it, Tom.
I have a guest on, another one in my organization, and I told everybody about you. I mean, what you have is what this industry needs. Let people understand that this is the six-digit, seven-digit business that we talk about.
Yes.
So I'm getting awesome results.
That is so awesome. Thanks for encouraging us that way. We appreciate it.
Hey, Danny.
Yes, you have.
Do you want to perform in Beach, Florida?
Is this the girl? Say this again.
This is the girl. You
met
her last night.
Awesome. Can you share with everybody what call it was? What has happened to your business? It's such an encouraging story.
Well, first I have to thank you so much for this weekend and for your prayers and just for all the information you gave us. It was just unbelievable, and I can't wait to share it with our team. But regarding what has happened with the Christian conference call I was on, that was, I believe, the 7th of March, as I look back on my calendar today when I got home, and it was on faith. And I wrote down practically every word you said. I really took really good notes and referred back in the days after to all the scripture verses you had given us in stepping out in faith, action, and in order to overcome fear, and I was, I guess, still stuck in that place of, ooh, I just don't know if I can do this. And so afterwards, I prayed about it, I read through the scriptures, and I think the power that really came from God's word, and the fear has been gone. And it's like you said this weekend, this business is fun, and if it's not, there's something wrong. And I'm telling you, with what you shared with us, as far as stepping out, walking in faith, trusting that God will bring us the people that need the products, that need the business, I have seen that in the most remarkable way in the last month. And I did the neatest thing. I was sharing it with my girlfriend that was with me this weekend, telling her about, about that phone call and about our conversation. And I said, you know what? I didn't even realize it until after you and I had talked. But I went back and looked at how many hours I worked last month. And I worked 16 hours. And I made $2,300.
Wow!
And before that, it was $300 a month, maybe $400 a month. Nothing like that.
Oh, my God!
So I know the power is in trusting in the Lord to bring forth the business, to get over the fear, and to realize truly that we're in this business to honor Him. And when we put Him first and we trust Him, it will happen.
This is an awesome story. You didn't tell me how much you made.
I knew what I had made last month, but I didn't realize it was after your conference call that it happened. I went back and looked at my schedule and said it wasn't until after her call, because I'd actually had surgery and been recuperating for 3 weeks before it. So it was actually after that call that I put it into action and really started, putting some effort into it and having fun doing it and passionate about talking to people about it. And boom, it was like the people were coming out of the woodwork.
Oh, this is awesome. You know what? Can you do me a huge favor and email me those details that you just talked about?
Oh, absolutely.
We would love to put that testimony on our website.
Yes, I would be happy to. I really would. I'm just so appreciative of everything you're doing. I think it's just absolutely phenomenal. And
I would really recommend emailing it to your upline.
Pardon me?
Email this to your upline.
Oh, I will.
The lady that had me do this.
I mean, I'll talk to them about it, but not just what I've told you tonight, because this is a new realization, but I absolutely will.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a powerful testimony. And by the way, if any of you want to know what that call was that was done that helped her break free from fear, at the very bottom of my conference call vault, just ignore if you are not a person of faith. As far as religion, this is not a religious call at all. I am not a big supporter about religion. It's man-made, but I am a believer in my God and my Savior. And I do stand firmly on the Word of God. But there was a series of Christian calls that I had done at the very bottom of that call. And it's one done on faith. And I went through 550 different references concerning faith, and that helped this woman break free from fear to walk by faith and not by sight, and to start building her business. And her income went from $300 a month to $2,300 last month, putting in 16 hours worth of work. That is just absolutely awesome. I mean, you guys should be taking that testimony out to all kinds of people. You guys can use these generic network marketing testimonials. You need to write that down and tell people. This woman, from listening to these conference calls, was able to raise her income that much in a month. Talk about applying what she had learned, breaking free from fear, which I know is a very common concern amongst everybody. I don't care if you're network marketing or not. Anybody else want to jump out with a testimonial? Just state your name and where you're calling from.
Harold Rodney from Pans Creek.
Yes, Harold, go ahead.
Pans Creek, California. Yeah, after that meeting on the weekend there, I'll say my testimony from meetings we've had before, the training that I received and the knowledge I received. I took my multi-level businesses and went from I think it was $58,000 in credit card debt down to $11,000. I paid off $44,000. What I want to tell you, you know, when you, bless the more business coming at me, when I got back to check, because I thought I might be losing out on some business from taking that trip,
mm-hmm.
I come back, instead of one load or two loads a week, I got seven loads.
Oh, my gosh.
Seven truckloads, so one of my materials had to move out.
That's so awesome.
I'll be busy the rest of the week just taking care of that. But it's when you get focused, it really helps. On debt, that is focused on one heck of a lot. It relieved a lot of pressure. And I wouldn't be able to do that without the training and the knowledge that I picked up bits and pieces. I'm slow, but I mean, I picked up bits and pieces and finally got to the point where I focused, like you kept telling me, to focus. All of a sudden, it just got paid off. In 12-month time, I paid off $44,000 in credit card debts, and that sure is a one heck of a chip off the shoulders.
That is so awesome, Harold. You know what, guys? This is so important because the training that we do, we believe in a holistic approach to success. And a big part of that holistic approach is about being debt-free. You know, so much of our network marketing industry really just does not talk about people being debt-free, nor does it teach people how to get out of debt. And actually on those North Carolina CDs, we do give a formula for being able to pay off credit card debt that Harold Rodney had heard a year ago. And Hans, if it's $58,500, I believe is what the original was, now he's down to $11,000. He paid off over $3,000 last month in debt. Then what's that total amount? Let's see, $11,000 left, that's like 40. Oh, man, why can't I do this math? It's more than $44,000. No, yeah, it's 40. It's $47,000.
Yeah.
$47,000 worth of debt Harold's paid off in 12 months now. Guys, you take that story to your field. When you are talking to prospects, you tell people, listen, this guy got started in this industry. You can talk about the industry, not with your company. He's not with your company. You don't have to talk about your company. You're talking about the industry. You guys are representatives of the network marketing industry, the home-based business industry, direct sales industry. And you tell him, this guy went to a training seminar, came out of that thing, learned some things about being able to get out of debt, and between his network marketing business and learning how to spend differently, paid off $47,000 worth of debt, just credit card debt, in 1 year. Most people don't make $47,000 a year,
yeah.
Let alone pay that kind of debt off. And, Harold, you told me this weekend that you're paying to the tune of $3,000 a month of debt off.
Yes.
That is so rad. I love it. It's so encouraging for people. Thanks, Harold, for sharing that. Anybody else with a comment or a question or a testimonial?
Danny.
Yeah, there was one lady that jumped out for us. Go for it. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Danny. It's Tony from Florida.
Tony, go for it.
First, I just want to say thank you. I'm going to get a little emotional because, you know, it's taken me a long, 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 long time to try to get my husband to a conference. And major things happened over this weekend with him, and I feel really blessed about it. For someone who was a police officer, very skeptical, very critical, very negative, never supportive, I'm now going to get to work my business with my husband and make this a family business, and I just can't say thank you enough.
Gosh, Tony, that is awesome. You know, I want to recap on what you just said, because I would assume that over 50% of the people on this call right now have unsupportive spouses. They do. Most of the people have unsupportive spouses. And Tony asked me, I remember her first seminar back in November, she says, what do I do about my husband? I said, you just have to get him here, and all you can do is pray that God makes that happen. And she brought her husband this past weekend to the seminar. Her husband was glued. He was glued. I mean, his eyes were bright. He was asking questions. I mean, he was so into it. And her husband had been in the past very negative, very critical, very judgmental, and literally would get in her way. And I know many of you can relate to that. Her husband was just absolutely fired up. He got the concept. He understood. And he got over himself in a lot of different ways. And now they're going to work it. And I'm telling you, Tony, it's going to explode. Now, Tony, you've been in the industry for years.
Right.
Before you ever met me and met that training seminar, and I know you've been dabbling in network marketing for a long time, but you and your husband are going to be an absolute dynamic, and you tell him I said that, dynamic and powerful team together, and you, no question, you guys are going to build a six-figure income from home.
Thank you. Yeah, I know we will.
There's no doubt. You guys are dynamo. Oh, that's so exciting, Tony. I am so happy to hear that. Great news. Great news. So any of you have unsupported spouses, please just bring them to a training seminar that I'm doing, like in Florida. Bring them and watch the change that happens to that spouse. It'll blow your mind that they will come alongside you and support you. Anyone else with a question or a comment or a testimonial?
Yeah, Danny. Sean from Sacramento.
Sean from Sacramento. Sean Crum?
Yes.
Hey, man. What's up?
How's it going?
Awesome.
My good friend was kind enough to call me and three-way me in. I couldn't get off my call because it was absolutely packed.
Yep, it was packed 6:58.
Yes, I want to thank you very much with regards to unsupportive spouses. You know, I do have a supportive significant other, and I must say that as a result of me going to your seminar and you this weekend, Karen Graham also went. She's my significant other. And I just want to thank you very much for assisting us with a lot more than just business challenges, personal challenges, too. It means more than anything to me. Thank you.
And thanks a ton. She was a great lady. You've got a beautiful lady there. And I did get the chance to spend a little bit of time with her even after the seminar. And I'm so happy to hear that has been blessing you guys.
Yes, thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, Sean. There was one other gentleman that tried to jump out. Who was that?
Yeah, that was me.
From New Jersey.
Oh, there's New Jersey, and then there's one other guy. Okay, so New Jersey, go first.
Okay, Danny, real quick. I ordered your CD course. I love it. I feel that I'm on the third CD. I've been busy for the past few days, and I think what I like the most was how you describe it. So simple. I know you use your chain to make the phone calls. And what I want to do, how can I do the same thing you did, because I'm promoting a product, which is use a flyer, a voicemail script, and then follow up with those people? Do you have any type of sample?
Yes, phone script.
Do I have a sample phone script for selling a product?
Well, I remember you had mentioned on the CD that you used a flyer, you generated leads, they came in and they...
Yeah, you know what? Keep listening on the CDs, because you're going to get, you'll be able to piece a script together on there. I am in the middle of producing some scripts, and it's a little while before I'll be able to do that. We give a lot of stuff for free away on my site. There's not another trainer in the industry that gives anything for free like what we give away for free. Literally, there is probably $100,000 worth of free training on my site. We're not giving scripts away for free either. So that's where we're drawing the line. I will be producing booklets, because, and I'll tell you why. My script, historically, for the last 14 years that I've been writing them, has had amazing high closing ratios. And so this will be where we will put a booklet together, we will be putting these scripts in, and we will sell a CD that teaches people how to use it with it. And those will be coming out hopefully before the end of summer. But the CD that you're listening to, you'll be able to definitely piece together a script that will absolutely be helpful to you. So try to apply the questions that I ask in that retail script that you're talking about to the business, to the product that you're currently selling, and that should be enough to start you off.
Basically, just to tell client when a person calls, all you're doing is generating the name and phone number, or the name and address and phone number?
All three,
right?
You got it. All three.
All right.
Okay, I have time for one more question or comment, and then we got to close up the call.
Danny.
Yes.
It's Nick from Chicago.
Hi, Nick.
Hi. What is your meeting going to be about in California in November?
November is called Creating a Dynasty. Nick, I appreciate you asking me this question. Creating a Dynasty is a leadership training seminar. Historically, that training seminar will absolutely explode your business to a whole another level. Now, this seminar, we highly recommend that people must go to a first step first before they can come to that training seminar, because we will not be dealing with the same issues at all. And when people come to Dynasty, I've never allowed people to come to Dynasty without going to first steps first. And the reason is this. I will know once you go through first steps that you understand the very foundation in which I believe and teach in, and that you got all the basics completely out of the way in the way I teach it. Not the way other people teach it, but the way I teach it. And so the point of Dynasty is to get way deep in leadership issues, people skills, working and operating a successful organization, motivating people, all of that stuff that is more at a much higher level of skill will be covered at Creating a Dynasty. That's a 3-day training seminar. So again, that's November 12th, 13th, and 14th in South San Francisco. And we will be sending an email letting you know pricing and location and all that kind of stuff. But I was just giving, everyone's been bugging me for 6 months when Dynasty was coming. We came up with a date as we promised, and that date is what it is, and I've got the location as far as the city. We knew the city, and we wanted to make it economical for people. No one's going to have to rent cars to get to the hotel or anything like that. It'll be right there at the airport in San Francisco.
Awesome. Thanks.
Sure. No problem. Let me close this up. Hold on. I cannot tell you how much your testimonials just move me, all of you guys. Man, this is just awesome. And tonight you heard a few comments and testimonials that somebody felt that what we do is what the industry needs. We have a young woman who heard one conference call that helped her break free from fear and moved her income from $300 a month to $2,300 a month after 16 hours worth of work. That's what can happen. And when I say that, you never know when your life is going to turn around and get better. I'm serious about it. You never know which conference call is going to do it. You never know which seminar is going to put you over the edge. Harold Rodney paying off $47,000 worth of debt from the training seminar that he learned how to get out of debt and build his business. And then Sean Crump, you know, who came to our seminar in Sacramento, had incredible, significant things happen, not only business-wise, but also personally. And then he had his girlfriend come this past weekend, and she had the same thing, absolute insane breakthroughs in lots of different areas, and they've had great things happening in their families as well. And so here's just a handful of people that just shared what's going on. Why? Because you know what? God does a mighty work at these trainings, on these calls, on that website. This is a great thing that is really, truly helping people at whatever level it is that they want that kind of help. And so I want to encourage you again, go to that website, DannyJohnson.com. Get the CDs from there. By the way, we are putting together a new CD series for those of you who work businesses where you do meetings, group meetings, hotel meetings, or home presentations. We recorded this weekend and also in Sacramento how to be able to build severe momentum by doing that and showing people exactly how to make that happen, how to build a fire, all that kind of stuff. Also a CD that will be about duplication, quick duplication, and momentum in duplication. So many people do not understand how to duplicate their businesses, and this is a powerful CD. You should have seen the people, man. They were going absolutely crazy on this section that we did yesterday morning. And so, anyway, next week, Monday night, same time, same place, hopefully we'll be having two new phone numbers that we'll be able to get out to you. So make sure you check your email when you're hearing from us. If you're having a hard time getting email from us, you need to contact us so that we can make sure we have the proper email address. If you want to contact us, that number is 209-463-5210. 209-463-5210. 5210. You can contact us if you need help, information, or what have you. And my schedule for coaching is also getting booked up pretty quickly. And if you want to make that kind of commitment, I suggest that you do that immediately. I am available to coach one-on-one. However, I will tell you this. I really recommend that you go to a First Steps or you've listened to all the Raleigh, North Carolina CDs first before you book a coaching appointment, only because then we're speaking the same language and I can much more efficiently help you once you go through a First Step seminar or you go through the Raleigh, North Carolina CDs. And I'd much rather you get more for your money in a situation like that so that we're not fighting through stuff that doesn't matter and we're really dealing with good issues. So other than that, guys, I just want to say God bless you in your businesses. I pray that you just have an awesome week, a productive week, that your sales just go through the roof and that you shock your uplines, you shock your companies with a professional way of building a business, and that you shock your spouses, you shock your children, and you just downright shock yourself. So God bless you guys. Have an awesome week, and I'll talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye.